Welcome to the Just a Normal Patriot podcast, episode 13. Warning, the following contains political commentary that may inspire an emotional response. Viewer discretion is advised. In respect to the pressing matter at hand, there as of now has been no discernible effort made in the effect of the federal elections. The state of Georgia has not taken reasonable actions upon the accord of liberty as demanded by the body politic. Divested to its ends, the current representative body has been in display, corrupted for its own means, away from the sovereign rights of the people. We, the people, seek validity upon our volition, the right as declared by the federal constitution. The means, free from fraudulent action, as is speculative to have occurred during the 2020 electoral season. The reasons expressed in direct contradiction to the resound of the legislative body of Georgia. For such amends, a legislative body must be removed and a new republic leadership initiated. We seek corrective action upon this course. As we consider the nature of the republic, the question bears to mind. Does man possess the necessity to regulate and govern another human being? If we are to accept the inherent truths of man, to act in accord with one's own volition, for the benefit of an ingrained society, equal justice under the law, dependent upon the nature of a virtuous people, the accord upon our resolve is to preserve the rights of a free citizenry. We make the fate of the republic our personal responsibility, that if we are to continue existence as a free people, such preservation must fall upon each individual of the republic. Such effort must be foremost in the intention, the free volition of each able-bodied individual, able to effect for their prosperity the preservation of our nation, in resolve, in sovereignty. Of each citizen's duty befalleth to secure the blessings of liberty, so we press the matters of government for the future of all we hold dear. The contingent nature of domestic politics led to the deterioration of civil society. We attempt to move the political narrative in favor of our deferential opinion, unless we favor on discourse and constructive discussion, there will be no impact in favor for development, the integrity and inherent goodness of the United States. There is considerable debate on part of politically affiliated groups that provides for disinterest upon the accord of national debate. Regardless of affiliation, the course of civil discussion must be vested upon discourse. The nation appears at a crossroads between a constitutional republic and an authoritarian democracy. The effects upon partisan nature are staggering. If we dismiss freedom, respect for fellow man, a well-developed civility upon individual rights, the constitutional origins must, upon whatever course of concern, be maintained. Do we appear Upon the nature of the republic, can there be a path to resolve when discussion cannot be had between American citizens? Distortion of factual reality on both sides of the political debate. We seem to be in some manner of degradation upon what is happening upon the stage of America. In reflection to the hyperpartisan statements which bear to question the integrity and honor of a free citizenry of our republic, such ideology, while designed to rile up a partisan base upon common course of civil discussion, promote blanket opinion and instilled superiority, such righteousness as on display seeks to further degrade the nature of a civil society. Reference to hyperbolic and a grandstandish nature of mean personal opinion, attested as absolute fact cast upon a people free of mind and independent to coercion. The grandest ideology that a republic which encapsulated the ideals of free speech and individual thought disregarded as insignificant, so casually cast aside, for opinionation and demonization upon all aspects of contradiction that embrace the principle of an ingrained society. Blatant statements of arrogance to provide for selective interpretation as a merit of one's superior nature, based without supplemental information to the contrary, the exasperation of victimization upon the ideology presents itself as groupthink and party line politics. For given upon the nature of a free republic where all intention upon one's accord is in the moment debatable to its ends, on the reflection of constitutionality, such hyperbolic statements of Marxist conformity present as foreign in nature. The divested nature of the republic is not a subjective interpretation, as it beacons from natural law and is not subject to partisan persuasion. We hold these officials accountable, for their nature mars around corruption, and the free people of the republic mars around liberty. It lies upon as a testament to the nature of a free and virtuous people. In civil discourse, we reflect upon circumstance and reflect on causality. Upon the consideration of political circumstance, upon the nature of the educational aspects of our children, we categorically revoke the use of schools for the radicalization of our youth's minds. There is to be now no quarter to the betrayers of humanity. We demand and resolve, by course of removal of elected representation, that only factual American education be taught in our schools. The governing body of education is directly accountable to the taxpayers and parents entrusted to the educational development. Public discourse and instilled love for our children, their development and well-being, upon consideration of the current environment and in direct contradiction to the Marxist-based narrative destroying the fabric of civil society. The Hillsdale College curriculum, upon the 1776 Commissioner Report for grades K through 12 in the social studies and ethics field of study, By preserving and protecting the integrity of the Union, we instill a direct love of our nation for the protection and defense of all that we hold dear. We do so upon our accord as a sovereign civil body. Dear friend, in a descriptive accord is prescribed as less than civil an accord based upon the contentious nature of partisan politics. We seek to impress upon you a path towards constitutionality. There is questionable intention by yourself upon your representative duty towards securing the inalienable rights of a free people. In all these, we endeavor to preserve for our prosperity the nature of self-governance upon our accord. We arise to the challenge and impose the duty of the Republic as our sacred honor, to make for occasion the debate worthy of our investment and steadfast resolve upon our sacred honor. We invest in this, our calling liberty, that if occasion presents itself in our folly, that be judgment and held in accord our duly invested virtue. We make this sacred oath on the fortitude of the Republic. Sons of Liberty, Spirit of 1776. It is under considerable consideration that continuous contention of the Union, the inherent rights of man, and the constitutionality of the United States are under duress from the corruptible nature of partisan politics, the course of man as expressed, a free people and their ability for self-determination are being knowingly deconstructed by the administrative state. Through causality, inaction, fear, and complacency, the country born on the prospects of liberty is being purposefully subverted by elected representation to its own demise. Upon what course can liberty continue to prosper? We have witnessed the continual degradation to our way of life. There has been mass censorship, removal of due process, revocation of rights, and the removal of self-determination. Indignation, in an attempt to gain understanding, prevalence upon accords for the validity of constitutionality, the tolerance of ideas, dissimilar in representation upon our own. A free and virtuous people do not rely upon the aspect of governmental system for the nature of their own self-worth. To operate and prosper from the merits of one's own deed, they seek to impress the quality of persons divested from personal achievement. Upon this nature, both success or failure become constructs of our own self-impression of merit and societal contribution, free of liberty to act upon their kinship and upon their livelihood. Individuals, being as diverse as human nature, will have different attributes to offer upon the Republic. There is to be in our society the express coercion of governmental systems bears upon to degrade the characteristics. The people will be free to their own volition as long as the means of influence do not seek to the detriment of others. The Union will remain in moral standing, prospected by virtue and in preservation of natural rights of its people. If the system of economics is to remain viable, a prosperous people from deeds of their own doing be vested upon. For reason of elegance, upon our consideration, is there a presence per persuasive reasoning upon the very contentious nature of perspective, revelations upon the direct consolidation of the Union, inasmuch as there is to be debate upon our accord, there must be necessity of the body politic. There is vested reason for the characteristics of the ingrained society, the semblance of contingents divested before the Union, their methods of precedence upon our citizenry to enable the institutional liberty to arrive at the condition of prosperity and common movement upon the nature of man. There should be consideration given to the second and third order effects of the internalized condition of circumstance. If we are to take accord of our virtues, there must be common concern for the course. The deconstructive means upon our condition is prevalent amongst the messaging set into condition. The media propaganda machine operates from a core concept of deception, and Marxist ideology seeks to serve a message of propaganda and partisan politics at the expense of the integrity of our society, as most its members share resonance with foreign ideology. They capitulate to being upon the demise for the benefit of the self-proclaimed ruling class. The people, free of volition, are under considerable duress and influence to denounce the equal nature of the Republic, a self-destructive ideology that must possess blanket conformity and compliance. In resolve to these thoughts, it comes into consideration that only 30% of the population was supportive of the American Revolution. Why are we complacent? The ability to persuade mass movement through discussion and reason. By what method of information and situational context can the political process be used to restore constitutionality? Can the simplistic nature of suggestion be enough to influence the contingent of Americans with direct intention to preserve the Republic? The course of events upon the contingent of authoritarian aspect, the manifestation of resolve from the perspective of a deductive, there is a fight for the reason of man's deduction. If upon our nature we seek to avoid the ramifications of ingrained societal prospects.